This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I'm David Asman.
I'm Janice Dean.
I'm Jimmy Failla, and this is the Fox News Rundown. Thursday, May 9th, 2024. I'm Evan Brown. Should the U.S. government be paying to find ways to prevent you from getting the news from certain publishers? Some publishers say no, and a federal court says they may have a case.
It's an effort to drive traffic away and even demonetize sites like us. They're giving grants to organizations that explicitly brag about how their goal is to make sure fewer people read websites they don't like.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
I'm sure you often search the internet for stuff on a certain news topic. You type things in, usually into Google, you get back many results, and you're likely to select something from the top of the list. Maybe you scan down the list for something, an article, a podcast, a video from publishers who might not be as well known. But what if the U.S. government was telling search engines not to include results from certain creators? We've seen the more egregious examples of the U.S. intelligence community leaning on social media not to allow the New York Post reporting in the Hunter Biden laptop case. But what if government bureaucracies existed for the sole purpose of making sure some publications never appear on your screens? Wouldn't that be a First Amendment violation? Two digital publishers and the state of Texas think so, and they've just won their first lap in a court battle. Much of this surrounds political news in all forms, published writing, audio, and video. And for those of you who center their lives on politics, you may very well know this. But if you only take a passing interest in political news, you might not even know this is happening.
And I like your putting people into two groups. I call the two groups freaks, which are us, and then normal people.
Sean Davis is the chief executive at The Federalist. You've no doubt read the columns from their site. Some of their writers are frequent contributors to Fox News. The Federalist and The Daily Wire, along with Texas State Attorney General Ken Paxton, are suing the U.S. government, specifically the State Department, alleging it's using taxpayer dollars to fund agencies proclaiming to identify and eradicate so-called disinformation, which Davis says is affecting publishers such as himself who dare to bring the audience analysis and opinion the Biden administration doesn't like.
So for normal people who have lives and families and things to do every day than worry about better things to do than worry about politics, I envy them. But I would say this is an important issue for everyone, because what has happened is that our federal government, which is prohibited by law and the Constitution from abridging free speech or the freedom of the press, has actually been systematically working to censor, deplatform, demonetize any sort of news media or websites or platforms that they don't like, including us, including our co-plaintiffs, the Daily Wire. And they do it through this really sneaky way of effectively outsourcing all their censorship through grants, directives, contracts to private companies. And they tell themselves, hey, it's okay if we pay someone else to do it. It would be like the cops paying someone to break into your house to steal all your stuff so they could use it as evidence, and then claiming, no. We didn't violate their Fourth Amendment rights. No. That guy on the outside did that. We, the cops, we didn't have anything to do with that. We didn't go in their house. Right. So what we actually have is the federal government and its partners deliberately, explicitly trying to drive eyeballs, traffic, money, you name it, away from sites they don't like, including ours at The Federalist. And that is against the law. It's against the Constitution. And this week in a federal court in Texas, a federal judge ruled that, hey, Biden administration, you don't get to just throw out cases like this. We're going to hear this case. We're going to give them discovery, and we're going to give these media entities, these American citizens, the ability to look at all the documents you have, all the activity you've been doing, to try and shut them down, because that's not allowed.
So let's talk about how you allege that they would be censoring. I think most people today, and we'll be honest with people, you know, they're not from the generation that put on three or four channels on their television sets to get the news, or they put on a handful of local radio stations, often on the AM band, to get their news. They're going online somehow. They're either, even if they're older, they're sitting down at the computer. If they're younger, they're grabbing a smartphone or a tablet, and they're doing it while doing something else. But most people think, oh, if I want to know what's happening with President Trump, let's say, I can just Google it and it'll give me all the news. That's where things kind of go, I think, a little awry, because people may not realize that there's filtering, which could lead to censorship. And now if the government is getting involved some way, that's where we have a problem. And I think, if I'm getting this right, this is the heart of your case. Yes or no?
That is correct. The government, in explicit violation of both federal statute law and the Constitution, has been spending money and using government time, resources, and efforts,
taxpayer
to
money,
drive traffic away and even demonetize sites like us. They're giving grants to organizations that explicitly brag about how their goal is to make sure fewer people read websites they don't like and fewer advertisers give money to websites they don't like. And in fact, there is a grant from the State Department, which is the actual agency we're suing, a grant to a group called the Global Disinformation Index, where they put together a list, like a blacklist of sites for advertisers to avoid. We were on it. Daily Wire was on it. Meanwhile, the sites that they whitelisted were sites that have participated in some of the worst hoaxes that we've seen in this country in decades. You know, the Brett Kavanaugh hoax, the yeah. Russia hoax, the Ukraine impeachment hoax. So to see our government spending our money that they take from us effectively by force to try and shut us down, that's an abomination, and it's something that the founders never would have allowed, because it is in direct violation of the prohibition on abridging freedom of speech and freedom of the press.
We're speaking with Sean Davis, chief executive of The Federalist, which is suing the Biden administration over what they say are attempts to eliminate certain publishers from appearing online under the guise of fighting misinformation, but possibly targeting protected dissenting speech. On the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition, we'll have more with Sean Davis straight ahead. How is this connected to the term that's popped up in the past few years that most people probably can't define, but deplatforming? Most people probably, again, don't realize that a online media organization such as Federalist or Daily Cause, for that matter, is depended on or depends on, you know, the traffic that they get through a Google search or by having posts or videos posted on a site like YouTube, which initially agrees to pay that creator for their work, for having the eyeballs come to, let's say, YouTube to watch those videos. YouTube gets to insert advertising. They give the creator a cut. And in the case of a company like Federalist or Daily Wire, this is a lot of money. And if you are shut off from these revenue sources, it's essentially being told you can't stand on the street corner with your sign.
That's exactly what it is. So much of what we read and consume online, we don't get directly from that place. We might see it on Twitter.
Right.
That might take us to a website. We might see it on Facebook or Instagram. We might search for something and get to it through Google. With advertising, there's all kinds of different marketplaces for advertising. Google basically owns most of them. So if you want to have any sort of ad presence on the internet, which anymore is one of the few ways to make money there, you'd better be in Google's good graces. And if Google comes after you and says, you know what, we don't like you, you're reporting news that we don't like or that we think is inconvenient, we're not going to allow you to sell ads. Facebook will say, we're not going to allow you to have an audience. Twitter said the New York Post, we're not even going to allow you to tweet for having reported on what a presidential candidate's son was doing. So the internet is the modern public square. And just like you said, it used to be a soapbox that people would go up onto and talk in the public square. that public square is now the internet. And if you don't have equal, unfettered access to it, you might as well not exist in the current information economy. And that's exactly what the Biden administration and what too many in the left and in big tech are trying to do. They want to shut off access to the public square to any entity, individual, or publication they don't like.
And we have to mention the New York Post, a corporate sibling of ours here at Fox News. What's the ultimate remedy here? Obviously, you and the Daily Wire are suing. You want some kind of remedy to this. I don't know if this means you're looking for damages, but ultimately this has to be addressed legislatively, does it? Or maybe it doesn't, but you would know better.
No, it's actually already been handled legislatively. The Congress explicitly told the State Department, you can't target domestic media with this information we're giving you to target foreign propaganda. And they've done it anyway. So there's definitely a judicial solution here. And what we are asking for, we're not asking for $1 billion. This isn't a shakedown racket.
Right.
All we are asking is for the censorship activity to stop.
And how much will the public learn vis-a-vis your lawsuit at this point, do you think? Because, again, a lot of this stuff doesn't come out from the government file cabinets unless you sue for it.
Well, I mean, we're in court now. A federal judge just authorized what's called expedited preliminary discovery. So I think we're going to start learning a whole lot very, very soon, because you're right. If you just go to a government agency and say, hey, I want you to give this information, they're going to give you the middle finger. It's very different when that order comes from a federal judge.
Sean Davis, you are the chief executive officer of The Federalist. Thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.